The Fitch Bandwagon with Alice Faye and Phil Harris.
Long be your style, use Fitch shampoo. Don't despair, use your head to save your hair, use Fitch shampoo.
Girls, for hair that is dreamy soft like moonlight and glistening with romantic highlights, use Fitch's new cream shampoo. Fitch cream shampoo leaves hair romantically soft and shining. That's because it's made with two beneficial beauty aids, purified lanolin and the finest olive oil. Lanolin is used to soften your hair to help overcome dryness. Olive oil is used to bring out sparkling highlights, to make hair glisten as though it had been brushed and brushed and brushed. And Fitch cream shampoo is so simple to use. Just a dab billows into clouds of rich lather in hard or soft water. To rinse, a swish of plain water and every trace of suds disappears. After shampooing, your hair is wonderfully soft, a joy to arrange. Fitch cream shampoo is economical, too. Compare its size, compare its low cost. Buy it at drug and toilet goods counters. That's Fitch cream shampoo. For hair that's soft like moonlight, shining like bright starlight.
The F.W. Fitch Company, makers of Fitch Shampoo, presents the Fitch Bandwagon, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Janine Roos, Anne Whitfield, Walter Scharf in his music, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Today is Mother's Day, and Phil has decided to make it a real holiday for Alice. And now as we look in, Phil and the children are surprising Alice by bringing her breakfast in bed.
Good morning, honey, and happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mommy.
Oh, thank you, girls. Good morning, Phil. Phil, what have you got on that tray?
A surprise. I made your breakfast, and I'm going to serve it to you in bed.
You made my breakfast?
Yes, sir. And what a breakfast. It's real Southern style. Orange juice, toast, ham hocks and eggs, hominy grits, black-eyed peas, candied yams, and turnip greens.
Thank you, Jefferson Davis. Girls, did Daddy make you eat a Southern breakfast, too?
Yowza, he all shown up didn't, Daddy.
Hey, Alice, you're going to love this food. Wait, I'll take the napkin off the tray and show you a really appetizing sight. There.
Oh. Phil, aren't you overdoing this Southern stuff a little? Black-eyed peas, hominy grits, Wait a minute. What's this?
Picture of Robert E. Lee.
Do I have to eat that, too?
Of course not. That's your Mother's Day present from me.
And, Mommy, there's a present on your tray from Phyllis and me.
Oh, what lovely handkerchiefs. Thank you, babies.
We wrote a poem for you, too. Daddy helped us. Go ahead, Daddy, you read it.
Okay. To you on Mother's Day. Roses are red and violets are blue. Dear old mother, we love you. Though your brow is all furrowed and wrinkled with care, we love every thread in your graying hair.
Graying hair?
Please, I'm not finished. As you sit in your rocker close by the wall, your little gnarled hands are knitting a shawl.
Gnarled hands.
After all you have done, we want no other, so we say thank you, Whistler's mother. Well, how'd you like it, Ma?
Mighty fine, Pa. Now, if you'll hand me my teeth, I'll make a speech. That's quite a poem, Phil.
Yeah. And, honey, I got another surprise for you. I'm going to make this a real Mother's Day for you. I'm going to do all the work around the house, and you're going to do nothing but lie there in bed all day.
But, Phil, I don't want to lie in bed.
Don't argue. This is your day, and you're going to do it whether you want to or not. Now, you eat your breakfast, and I'll go in and make the children's beds. Hey, kids, want to come in and help me?
You'd better leave them here to feed me. I don't know if I can lift the spoon with my gnarled hands.
Okay, I'll do it myself. I'll make the beds, and then I'll vacuum the rugs. And now, if you'll excuse me, I must get to my beds. Gee, wasn't hard cleaning these rugs at all. This attachment on the vacuum made it a cinch.
Well, Phil, how are you doing?
Swell, honey, swell. I just finished. I vacuumed and I made the beds.
I know. I just remade them. You're a fine-looking mess. What have you got on your head?
Dust cap. How'd I look?
Oh, adorable. You look simply scrumptious in your dust cap, apron, and high-buttoned shoes. Maybe you'd better let me take over, Phil.
No, I'm doing all right. I just vacuumed these rugs, and look at the way they shine.
Shine? Oh, Phil, you used the wrong attachment. You waxed my rug.
Don't worry, it'll preserve the nap over the summer. Anyway, honey, I don't mind. Uh-oh, I'll answer it.
Oh, you're not going to the door dressed like that, are you?
Sure, I look okay. Oh, hello, Frankie.
Well, if it ain't John's other wife.
Cut the comedy. I'm just dressed like this to help Alice out.
You look fetching.
All right, all right. What are you doing here?
I came over to put the lug on you. I need some dough.
No, you don't. Nah, Buster. You ain't getting any more money out of me.
Well, it ain't for me, Curly. See, today's Mother's Day. I need the dough to make a long-distance call to my mother.
Oh. Well, that's different. It's a nice gesture.
Yeah, she's a swell old lady. She's out of this world, Curly.
Yeah, I know. I know how you feel, Frankie. And if you want to call her, I'll lend you the money. How much you need, pal?
$500, chum.
$500? How far out of this world is she? Where does she live, on Mars?
Don't be ridiculous. Mother lives in Tibet. She's the High Lama. It costs money to call there.
Stop that, will you? Now, look, if you want some money, you go...
It's getting close to lunchtime. And oh, hello, Frankie.
Hi, Alice. Happy Mother's Day. You having a nice day?
Oh, wonderful. Phil has taken over the household duties for the day. He made my breakfast, and I got some lovely presents.
Oh, really? What'd you get?
Well, the children gave me some beautiful handkerchiefs.
What'd Curly give you?
Robert E. Lee and Heartburn. Make yourself at home, Frankie. I have to go in and do the breakfast dishes.
Tut, tut, tut. No, you don't, Alice. Frankie and me'll do the dishes. Won't we, Frankie?
No. I ain't gonna wash no dishes. I'm liable to get dishpan hands. Then I wouldn't be able to play the guitar.
The way you play the guitar, you could do it with your feet and nobody could tell the Now, come on. I'll wash and you dry.
I don't want to...
Oh, stop grumbling.
Well?
I'll make your work a little easier. I'll sing to you. What do you want to hear?
Don't make no difference. The way you sing, everything sounds the same.
Watch your little tongue, Remley. Remember, you're talking to the master. Now, look, one more crack out of you and I'll barbecue you like Nebuchadnezzar.
What's a Nebuchadnezzar?
You don't know? Hold my dish rag, son, and I'll tell you. Old Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon.
was three children from the land of Israel. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they took a little trip to the land of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, he took a lot of gold and made him an idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
And he told everybody, when you hear the music of the cornet
and the flute
and the harp,
you must fall down and worship that idol,
Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego. But the children of Israel would not bow down,
Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego. You couldn't fool them with the golden idol,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
I said you couldn't fool them with the golden idol,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
So the king put the children in the fire furnace,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
And he heaped on the coals and the red-hot brimstone,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Seven times hotter, hotter than it ought to be,
Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
And he burned up the soldiers the king had put down,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
But the Lord sent an angel with white snowy wings down in the middle of that furnace, and they talked to the children about the power of the gospel,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Doot, 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 doot. Well, they couldn't even burn a hair on the head of that Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, laughing and talking while the fire was a-jumping.
Shadrach!
The Lord was on their side. Old Nebuchadnezzar called, "Hey there!" when he heard the power of the Lord. And they had a big time in the house of Babylon. Shadrach!
Shadrach! Meshach!
There you are, Frankie.
Yeah.
See there, they're all done. It was a cinch. I don't know why women make such a fuss about doing a dish.
Me neither. Now we got them all washed and dried, what are we doing?
Let's glue them together and put them away.
I think it'd be easier if we just swept them under the sink.
No, it's your fault.
You know, Curly, we broke quite a few of these. I don't know if Alice...
Well, how are you fellas coming with the dishes?
Oh.
Oh, no. My good china. Oh, Phil, please stop. You're ruining my house.
All right. Gee whiz. I don't think you even appreciate what I'm doing for you. I made your breakfast. I did the beds. I vacuumed the rug and washed the dishes.
In the course of which you ripped two sheets, ruined the rug, the dishes, and my stomach. Phil, if you really want to make this a happy Mother's Day for me, forget the housework and just take me out to dinner tonight, huh?
Oh, but honey, I...
Now, please. I'll go call Tullius and make reservations at the Brown Derby.
Okay. Oh, Frankie. Now, Alice is spoiling my whole Mother's Day.
Wow.
I wanted to do everything for her, but it ain't working out that way.
I know.
Gee whiz, I wish I could think of something that she'd really appreciate.
Yeah. Hey, Curly, I got it. If you want to do something big, something that she'll appreciate, don't take her out tonight. Stay home and you cook the dinner.
Yeah.
Sure.
Gee whiz. You know something? She'd love an old-fashioned Southern cook me... No. No. She had that for breakfast, and I don't think her little Yankee stomach could stand one more corn pone.
Well, and don't make it Southern. Make her a real fancy meal like you get in a high-class French restaurant.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, like Chambord's.
Yeah.
Hey, Alice goes for that French food, but I don't know nothing about that kind of cooking.
I do. Between us, we'll cook her the best French meal she ever had. Where's Alice's cookbook?
It's in that cupboard next to the stove.
Well, let's
right
get
up
it.
There. Oh, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Now, look, Remley, are you sure that you know what you're doing? You know, you can kill people this way.
Oh, really? Stop worrying. I'm a great French chef and a connoisseur of good food. I can tell... Hey, Alice already has something cooking on the stove. I must say it smells delicious.
It does, huh?
Yeah, and I know good food when I smell it. Mmm. What you got cooking in that big pot?
The laundry.
Then.
No, I can see you're a connoisseur. You're going to know a lot about this.
No, I'll be all right. Don't worry about it. Oh, here's the cookbook. I'll just turn to the chapter on French dishes. Yeah, here it is. Hey, here's something that sounds very good.
Yeah?
Bouillabaisse avec poisson de la mer. How would you like that?
I'd rather have the laundry. What is that you just said? How do you make that?
You don't know how to make bouillabaisse?
You do?
Well, it's simple. You get a couple of good, juicy bulls and you baize them.
Sounds great.
Wonderful.
Yeah, sounds good, but I don't think we can do it.
Why not?
We ain't got a bull in the house.
Someone's a bad housekeeper.
All right. Give me that book, Remley. I'll look for myself. Let me see now. Not like that. Hey.
Hmm?
Here's something that sounds good.
What?
Bouffe a la Versailles. You know something? We got all the ingredients we need to make that.
Well, let's get started.
Okay. Now pass me a Versailles.
Curly, Versailles is a French city.
Oh. Well, how about this Bouffe? Is that a city, too?
Of course not. A Bouffe is a female bull.
Well, don't you think this room's a little too small to cook a female bull?
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
Look, maybe we better look for an animal we're more familiar with.
Okay.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, here's something at the bottom of the page we know about. Turkey. Yeah. And look, they tell you several different ways to serve it. We can have turkey glace, turkey de lions, and turkey turin the page.
That's turn the page.
Turin the Padre.
Oh, Maurice. No, don't bother looking any further, Curly. During my many years of experience as a French chef, I found there's only one way to serve turkey. And that is turkey de la chanson à la menthe.
How's that?
Dead.
Oh, turkey a la rigor mortis.
That's another one. Well, Alice will love turkey the way I prepare it. I'll get started right away, and I'll have it ready in no time. It'll be a rich golden brown, stuffed with chestnut dressing, oozing with delicious gravy. Now, I can see it on the table now. Can't you?
No.
What's the matter? Ain't you got no imagination?
I ain't got no turkey.
Might slow me down a little. Well, we can't buy one at the market. It's closed today. Hey, wait a minute. There's a turkey ranch here in Encino. I know the owner. I'll call him and tell him to send one over.
Okay, Frankie. Now, look.
What?
Tell him to send over the biggest bird he's got, and I'll invite his family. I'll have Alice's family all over, and hey, look, you can stay, too.
Okay, Curly. I'll call him right away. And you better go in and keep Alice away from the kitchen so we can surprise
her. Don't worry. I keep her occupied. Go ahead.
And they meant you just for me.
Ah, gee whiz. Go ahead, Alice. Sing it again, will you?
But, Phil, I've already sung it for you 8 times. Why do I have to sing it again?
You thrill me. No, Alice, go ahead. Sing it again, baby, will you?
All right. The first time he's ever asked me to do this. You were meant for me. I was meant for you. Nature patterned you, and when she was done, you were all the sweet things rolled up in one. You're like a plaintive melody that never lets me free. For I'm content, the angels must have sent you, and they meant you just for me.
You were meant for me.
When she was done, you were all the sweet things rolled up in one. You're like a plaintive melody that never lets me free.
For I'm content, the angels must have sent you,
and they meant you just for.
Zooks, that guy really sent over a big turkey. Never seen one so big before, but if we're having a lot of people for dinner...
Hey, Frankie, that guy bring that turkey over you?
Yeah.
Good. Is he a big bird?
Medium size.
How much do he weigh?
54 pounds.
54 pounds? I gotta see that thing. Where is it?
Right there on the floor.
Yeah. Holy smoke. Why did you order anything that size? It looks like an ostrich.
Oh, you're exaggerating. It ain't that big.
It ain't. If it had a beard, it would look like Man Mountain Dean.
Look, Curly, it's all we got, and we'll have to use it. It's already dressed. All we got to do is pick it up off the floor and put it in the oven. I tell you, it'll be
Thomas, the Harris is just a... Hey, what's that dead horse doing on a kitchen?
It ain't no horse, grocery boy. It's a turkey.
This is a turkey? That's the biggest beast I've ever seen.
Nobody's asking you.
All right.
Come on now, Frankie. Let's put it in the oven.
Right.
Hey, wait. Hold it. Just a minute. Hey, before we put it in there now, is there any stuffing in this bird?
I don't know. Guy said it was dressed, so I guess that means there's stuffing in it.
Yeah, but how can we be sure?
Why don't one of you crawl in and see?
I wonder how stuffing a la Julius would taste. Now, come on, Curly. We better get this bird cooking. Help me carry it over to the oven.
Carry it? Are you kidding, Wilbur? You couldn't move that thing. That thing's too heavy to carry. Maybe we can roll it over.
No, we might break the legs off. Maybe we can wax the floor and slide it over.
Why don't you put a saddle on it and ride it over?
I wonder where a guy goes to get shots against this kid. You stop yapping, Julius, and if you're going to stay in here, help us. Now, the three of us ought to be able to lift it. Frankie, open the oven door.
Okay.
Now, look, Julius, you grab the front end, and Frankie and me'll grab the back end. You ready, man?
Yeah.
Lift.
Hey, let's get this thing in a hurry. It's heavy.
All right. We'll rush it in. Now, close the oven door fast so it don't jump out again. Come on, Julius, back up fast.
Whew. Well, we got it in, Curly.
Hey, you guys, let me out of here.
Holy smoke, we shoved Julius in by mistake. The turkey's lying on the floor.
Let me out of here! Let me out of here!
what do you think?
You think we could get away with it, Hansel?
It's worth a try, Gretel.
Okay, turn it up to 500 and we'll see what happens. All right, Frankie. Maybe you better let him out. You love to get in trouble. Come on, kid. Get out of there. Get out.
What are you, a couple of wise guys or something?
What are you kicking about? You got a nice tan.
All right, kid. We're sorry. So come on out. Now help us lift this turkey in. All right. Now once more. Together now. One, two, three. Heave.
Yeah, now I'll turn the gas on and let it cook. This bird looks kind of tough. It might take a little longer than usual.
Look, fellas, as long as we already have the dinner started, I'm going up and tell Alice what we're doing, huh?
Okay, Curly, I'll turn the oven up as high as it can go.
Fellas, it's 8 o'clock already, and I'm starved. When do you think that kangaroo will be done? You said it would be ready at 6.
Well, it's a little tougher than we thought. You tested it at 6. Was it still hard?
Why don't you look at it again, Alice?
All right.
How's it coming, honey?
The turkey's still hard, but the oven's getting soft. Phil, I'm not going to wait any longer. You're going to take me out to dinner.
I am not. This is Mother's Day. It's your day, and you're going to do as I say. We're not going out to dinner, and that's final. Ah, there.
Oh, boy.
Now, was this a delicious turkey dinner or wasn't it?
Oh, it sure was, Curly. It was the best turkey dinner I ever had. How'd you like it, Alice?
Oh, I must admit it was wonderful.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, you want anything else, honey?
Oh, no, thanks. I couldn't eat another thing.
Oh, me neither. Well, let's get away from the table.
Okay. Hey, waiter, bring me the check, please.
Tonight, the Fitch Company announces a brand new combination offer to give you dandruff-free hair and easier shampooing. Offer includes Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo and a handy 5-foot rubber spray for rinsing. Both are available at a big savings to you. You get first regular-sized bottle of Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo, the only shampoo guaranteed to remove both unsightly and unseen dandruff with the first application. Second, you get the rubber spray for easier rinsing when shampooing or in the bath. Spray has a 5-foot hose with adjustable faucet attachment. Special design prevents splashing, saves time and energy. You can feel it doing a better job of rinsing as the 91 needle-like jets of water stream through your hair and over your scalp. For dandruff-free hair, use the extra-long spray with Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Yes, for dandruff-free hair and quick, thorough shampoos for your whole family, get Fitch's shampoo and spray combination offer now. Regular $2 value, only $1.19. That's right, a $2 value for only $1.19. At all drug counters, ask for Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo and Spray combination offer. Available for limited time in United States only. Fitch is spelled F-I-T-C-H.
Laugh a while
and a song, be your style, use Fitch's shampoo. Don't despair, use your head, save your hair, use Fitch's shampoo. For dandruff-free hair and easier shampooing, get Fitch's shampoo and rinsing spray combination offer right away. Offer includes Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo and the handy spray for rinsing. A $2 value, only $1.19, for a limited time only. Bill Foreman speaking.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.